Well, Andrew, from a buyer's perspective, how disappointing has the last couple of weeks been after what was a positive start under John Barker?
Yeah, very disappointing. We felt like we had some pretty good momentum going in the sort of 5 to 6 weeks before that. So, yeah, we're disappointed with how the last couple of weeks have gone, but hopefully from those losses we can learn some valuable lessons.
Sounds like he might have been his angriest on the weekend, sort of suggesting maybe some players are going through the motions. Do you think that might have been a factor the last couple of weeks?
I think the Hawthorn game, we had a really depleted side in. It was a bit of an unperfect storm, if you want. The Hawks are playing as good a footy as anyone has played, I think, in the last few years. You combine that with our inexperience and guys being out of the side, probably didn't equate to a great result. No doubt on the weekend, our effort level and our diligence to the team plan wasn't there for long enough. And we got exposed in the second half by a really good side. So Barks was fair and reasonable in his displeasure of how we were going. And, it wasn't good enough.
Does the unknown affect motivation, the fact that you don't know who the new coach is going to be? I mean, having a caretaker coach for such a long time and that uncertainty, can that affect the team? Do you think, is it affecting the team now?
Look, I don't think so. I think Barks has done a great job of trying to galvanise the group and keep us on task. It's more reflective of us just not playing good footy. I don't think it's got anything to do with having a caretaker coach for such a long time.
As a leader of the club, is your opinion canvassed? Do you have any say at all as to who will coach the club?
Oh, look, not at this stage. The club's got some fantastic people in place on the selection panel, and you look at the range of experience of some of the people on there and they're standing in different sports and industries. I'm really confident that they're going to come to the conclusion of a fantastic choice of the next person that can lead the club.
Is it something you take a really close interest, though, when you hear different people linked to the job? I mean, is that, or are you just trying to almost block that out?
Oh, look, my interest is in the club choosing the best person for the job. And like I said, with the calibre of people that are on the panel, I think they're going to do a fantastic job of picking the next coach. And I just want the next coach to be able to lead us towards our next premiership. That's where my interest lies.
Your own future, will you be swapping the navy blue for the lime green next season?
I haven't decided. I'm considering all my options post footy. I just want to get something out of the last five rounds of footy, and when the season's finished, I'll make a decision on my future wherever that lay be.
How is the group, Andrew? I mean, you've been here a long time. How hard is it for such a young group, and there's quite a few senior players in there as well, to be going through what you're going through? It must be one of the toughest times in your period of the club.
Oh, look, it is. It's challenging, but in saying that, you can't lose sight of what an amazing opportunity we've got to play footy and earn a living like we do. So, you compare it to being at a club where everyone's firing on all cylinders and we're winning, you're winning 15, 16, 17 games. It's definitely very different to that. But, like I said, if you can't learn lessons and you can't grow from being down the bottom of the ladder and trying to learn from the best teams in the competition, then your future isn't bright. So I'm hoping that we can learn lessons from that from a whole club perspective.
How tough is finding motivation at the moment, or is that just, should you find that automatically?
For me, it's not hard at all. I think if you stand for something and you've got pride in your own performance and you've got pride in wanting your teammates to do well, then you'll find the motivation to play well or to give your best effort every week. So I can only speak for myself, but that's something I stand by.
Just going back to your answer before, are you sort of leaning towards retirement, though, or are you sort of keen to play on?
I'm 100% not leaning in any direction at the moment. I just want to get through the last five games. When you're 31 years old, I'm turning 32 soon. I've had injury issues the last few years. I'm literally just thinking one game at a time. I'll sit down with the club between now and the end of the year and see where they're at, and I'm sure they'll canvass where I'm at, and we'll come up with a decision which is best for everyone.